This election cycle, the presidential and Senate races have absorbed most of the public's attention. But this November, Columbus is the battleground for a lesser-known office, the race for Franklin County Prosecutor.
It's the first day of early voting in Ohio, and president of Columbus City Council, Zach Klein, spends his morning in the parking lot of the Franklin County Board of Elections.
And so I'm out, I'm on the ballot, just proud to be out, shaking hands with voters.
This election, Zach Klein is doing something that has not been done in 16 years, challenging County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien. O'Brien has held the post since 1997.
I actually had someone come up to me at the very beginning and say, I didn't know this was an elected position because it's been unopposed. No one's been talking about it for nearly two decades.
Zach Klein has made a name for himself among voters while serving on city council for the last 5 years. Compared to O'Brien, he's a newbie. O'Brien has been a city or county prosecutor since the 1970s and pins his reelection message on experience.
Well, it's not only important to have courtroom experience, but it's important to have any legal experience. Mr. Klein has never practiced law in his life.
The county prosecutor oversees an office of more than 100 prosecuting attorneys. They represent the state in cases of felony crimes and juvenile offenses. The prosecutor also sets prosecution policies and practices in Franklin County. O'Brien says that's why any decent candidate for this position needs courtroom experience.
Because you have to counsel those 100 lawyers about how to handle a case.
Zach Klein is a lawyer. He has a law degree, and he's worked as a clerk for a federal judge, an assistant attorney general, and a special assistant U.S. attorney. And while he has no experience trying cases, he doesn't think that matters.
The job of the prosecutor in a large, urban, populous county is to be the leader on the reform that's necessary and the trendsetter for the office.
Klein is running on a platform of criminal justice reform. He says he wants the prosecutor's role to be more outward-facing.
Not just me as the prosecutor, but my staff as well, going out and listening to community concerns and bridging that divide to restore faith in the criminal justice system.
He plans to diversify the pool of prosecutors, which he says right now is only 4% African-American. He wants all prosecutors to take implicit bias training, and he also wants to create a public database on the demographics in the court system.
If there were 12,000 criminal filings, how many were male? How many were female? How many were black? How many were white? How many were Latino? Those are the type of questions that the public wants to know of, like, what is the fairness in the justice system?
O'Brien is the longest serving prosecutor in the county's history and has the longest tenure of any prosecutor in the state. He set up the county's first drug courts in 2009, diverting addicts into treatment rather than prison. He's worked with the Innocence Project to exonerate two convicted felons with DNA evidence, and he's worked with the community group BREAD to create a truancy pilot program that aims to keep kids in school and out of prison.
But I'm in the community regularly. I've probably attended 6 or 8 heroin overdose forums here in Franklin County.
The recent attention on police-involved shootings has brought the issue of prosecutor independence into the race. Neither O'Brien nor Klein support an independent prosecutor. While O'Brien's office always presents a police-involved shooting to a grand jury, in his 20 years in office, no officer has been indicted for shooting a civilian. He's never appointed a special prosecutor in a police-involved shooting. O'Brien says when it comes to such cases, he would consider asking judges to release the secret transcripts from the grand jury proceedings when there is no indictment.
Obviously, the suggestion is we're rigging cases in front of the grand jury to avoid officers being indicted. And I think by the release of the testimony in front of the grand jury, that would refute that.
Klein says he's willing to consider referring such cases to an independent prosecutor in the future. But he, like O'Brien, says ultimately it's up to the public to vote prosecutors out of office if they disagree with how a case was handled. Klein points to Cuyahoga County, where prosecutor Tim McGinty was criticized for his handling of the Tamir Rice case.
He lost a primary challenge. The voters were able to go to the ballot box and vote him out.
Supporters of an independent process say because the county prosecutor works closely with the police department, they cannot provide an impartial bias in these cases. The only candidate in this race to promise special prosecutors in 100% of police-involved shootings is Bob Vetrakis, running on the Green Party ticket. Esther Honig, WOSU News.